This weekend, I sat with my beautiful young children as they watched the Disney Channel. I eyed the remote cautiously, fearing that they would inadvertently switch the station and glimpse the profoundly horrifying scene in Orlando. For a moment, this channel was an island of peace in a very adult world. While I can't shelter them forever, I long to preserve their purity. Unfortunately, at some point, I'll have to admit, yes, monsters are real, and even some that hurt the gentle and the kind. But thankfully, in their world, they've yet to segregate people into archetypal groups. Instead, they describe their differences for identification purposes only, such as the one with the brown skin, or the one with two daddies, no differently than they describe the one with freckles, or the funny one at recess. They recognize love, and that is all. My wife and I will do our best to teach our children that diversity of race, gender, sexual orientation, and ideology is a key component to the richness and beauty of life, that there should be dignity and pride in our differences. We will also pray that hatred in our world will be exhausted by the time our children grow up, but recognize sadly that this is not likely. Ultimately, our children will learn that bad things do happen. I am hopeful, however, that they will be mindful of the inherent goodness and beauty that surfaces during tragedy. We should occupy this beauty and let beauty occupy us instead of allowing fear to snuff positivity out. With open hearts and open minds, we will pray for Orlando and for each other.